Are you ready? I think we all are ready. It's Lucky Dave Alvin and the Guilty Women.
Blackjack David come around through the wood, singing so loud and merry. His voice was ringing through the green, green fields, and he spied a fair-haired maiden. Spied a fair-haired maiden. Listen here, lass, my name is Jack. I come from afar. Looking for a fair-haired lass like you. Won't you come and be my bride? Come and be my bride. Now, would you forsake your husband, dear? Would you forsake your baby? Would you forsake your fine, fine home just to go to Blackjack, baby? Go to Blackjack, baby. I'd forsake my fine, fine home, and I'd forsake my baby. And I'd forsake my husband, dear, just to go with your black hair, baby. Go with your black hair, baby. Put on her high-heeled boots, made of Spanish leather. They pulled her up beside him, baby, and they both rode off together. Both rode off together. Thank you. Last night she stepped in a fine, fine bed beside her husband and baby. But tonight she sleeps on the cold, cold ground in the arms of Blackjack baby, beside of Blackjack baby, beside of Blackjack baby, beside of Blackjack baby. How y'all doing? I guess that's right. This isn't an R&B festival. It's a bluegrass festival. But just for a minute, let's pretend it's a rhythm and blues festival. How y'all doing? Please welcome the Guilty Women. We can't hear what you're saying, but it doesn't sound politically correct up here.
Beware of Maverick.
All right, well, I have to say it is a beautiful, beautiful thing to see all you beautiful people here in this beautiful park, and I have to say that I am quite happy and intimidated to be here with all these beautiful women. I was born by a river, but it was paved with some mud. I was born by a river, yeah, but it was paved with some mud. But you know, I'd stand in that dry river and dream that I was soaking wet. Someday it's gonna rain, someday it's gonna pour. Someday that old dry river, you know that it won't be dry anymore. Cindy! Amy! Well, I played in the orange grove till they bulldozed all the trees. Yeah, I played in the orange grove till they bulldozed every tree. But I'd stand amongst the dead stumps and smell the blossoms on the leaves. Someday's gonna rain, someday it's gonna pour. Someday all those dead trees, you know that they won't be dead anymore. Well, I fell in love with a woman, but she did not fall for me. I fell in love with you, baby. But baby, you never fell for me. I'm as dry as that old river, and I'm just as dead as those old trees. Won't be dry anymore. Yeah, you know it won't be dry anymore. Thank you all very much. Well, you know what? Let's while we all do our various tuning things here, let's meet the Guilty Women, part one. From Austin, Texas, back here on the bass guitar. She'll be playing here with Bill Kirchen tomorrow. Please give a warm welcome to Sarah Brown. Back here on the drums, conveniently also from Austin, Texas, is a gal that I first met when I produced a band called The Derailers, and she played the drums. Please give a warm welcome to Lisa Pankratz. Speaking of Austin, Texas, born and raised in Austin, Texas, and that's a rare thing. Over here, the fantabulous Amy Ferris on the fiddle. Hell, while we're still in Austin, over there from Austin, Texas, one of the great, great, great musicians on that thing that she's playing there. Please welcome, you've heard her on a million records, you get to see her beauty live now, Cindy Cashdollar. From Seattle, Washington, by way of Fullerton, California, is my dear, dear, dear longtime friend.
Born here, though.
Oh, right. She was born in San Francisco.
Herbert C. Moffitt.
Herbert C. Moffitt Hospital.
Saw the light of day.
I'll be there later tonight. Please welcome Christy McWilson.
Thank you.
And over there on the guitar, from Petaluma, California. Please give a warm, hardly strictly bluegrass welcome to the multi-dimensional, multi-talented Nina Gerber. Apparently you know some people here. For years, Nina worked with one of the greatest songwriters out of California, one of the greatest songwriters out of this country ever, the great Kate Wolf. So on my last album, I did a tribute album to Native California songwriters, and we'd like to do a Kate Wolf song right now. When I was young, my mother told me, she said, son, take your time, and don't fall in love too quickly, before you know you're mine, and she held me right on my shoulders, and in a voice soft and kind, she said, love can make you happy, and love can rob you blind. Here in California, fruit hangs heavy on the vine, and there's no gold. I thought I'd warn you that the hills turn brown in the summertime.
There's no gold, but I want. Casey McWilson. Kay Wolf. This next song is one that I wrote that's sort of an epic. It's a saga. It's like one of those Icelandic Norse sagas. It goes on forever and there's a lot of blood. There's a greyhound bus leaving the great northwest, and it's taking her tonight back down south to Texas. She's been dancing on tables to pay rent, behave, to just get by, maybe stay clean. Oh, Abilene, 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 Abilene. Well, her daddy'd get drunk, then he'd hit her hard, and her mama'd lie in bed high on pills and talking to God. Like a beautiful tattoo, these old memories she can't lose. Since she ran away at 15. Oh, Abilene, Abilene, there's a town ahead there you've never seen. Maybe it's better if you get off there and try to forget everything. Abilene. Staring out the window at the long cold night, ahead on the horizon it's another string of bright lights. Dreaming of a man she's going down to meet in a bar on an Austin street. Maybe this one won't be so mean. Oh, Abilene, Abilene, there's a town ahead there you've never seen. Maybe it's better if you get off there and try to forget everything. Abilene. In a Texas bar, there's this guy that's sitting alone, thinking of a girl that he swore he'd wait there for. But he's drinking his beer and he's feeling old, remembering every lie he's told, till he changes his mind and he leaves. Oh, Abilene, Abilene, there's a town ahead there you've never seen.
never if you get off there and try to forget everything. Howling, howling. Oh, Abilene, Abilene.
Nina Gerber, Cindy Cashdollar, Amy Ferris. Guilty as charged. You know, ladies, we should do this again sometime. I would do a couple songs here. This first one is this is one that I wrote with David Hidalgo and Luis Perez from Los Lobos, and we both recorded versions of this. And the last time, last year, I was on this stage, and we did the well, we didn't do this song, but my best friend in the world was standing right next to me. Chris Gaffney was about anything. He was about playing in tune. Anyway, this song's for Chris. I hear a voice singing somewhere in town, a song I knew long ago, and it takes me back to places somewhere in time. And everyone I used to know, then I see a face I remember somewhere in time, someone I love who's gone away, gone away somewhere in time, gone away somewhere in time. Another night on a highway somewhere in time, and the darkness is playing tricks on me. Far down the road in the shadows somewhere in time, Lord, am I the man I'm supposed to be? Then I see her light shining somewhere in time, a lonely light to lead me on, to lead me on somewhere in time, to lead me on somewhere in time. Dream from somewhere in time, and I rub my eyes so I can see that you're standing there before me somewhere in time, and you're waiting for me patiently. Then I'll take your hand someday somewhere in time, and forever I'll be here with you. I'll be with you somewhere in time, I'll be with you somewhere in time. I'm here with you somewhere in time. It's a beautiful day to be in this beautiful place with all you beautiful people and these beautiful women. And there's no place on earth right now I would rather be than right here, right now, except maybe one place, a place where I grew up, where I got my musical education. It was a joint called the Ash Grove. And I'm going to try to right now on this beautiful sunny day, on this beautiful stage, in this beautiful city, I'm going to try to take you way back to a dirty, smoky, dingy club that was everything I loved. You see, because when I was a young boy, I used to run away, way down to the Ash Grove to hear the old blues band play. There was Big Joe and Lightning and Johnny Guitar Watson too, and I'd sit and stare and dream of doing just what they could do. But it's been 30-some years since the Ash Grove burned down, and you know that I'm still out on this highway, traveling town to town, trying to make a living, and I'm trying to pay the rent, and I'm trying to figure out where my damn life went. I want to go back to the Ash Grove, because that's where I come from. I wanna go back to the Ash Grove. That's where I belong. Now, despite of what they tell you, despite of what you may believe, you don't have to go searching, pretend or put on any airs, because the blues are going to find each and every one of you someday, somewhere. And I ain't talking about Dan Aykroyd kind of blues. Because now my mother's gone, now my father's gone, and all the old bluesmen have all passed on, and even my best friend. Yeah, well, he's come and gone. But nonetheless, beautiful people of Golden Gate Park, I'm still out on this highway traveling town to town, setting up my gear, and then I'm tearing it all down, turning up my guitar, standing up on the stage. I'm just trying to raise ghosts up out of their graves. I want to go back to the Ash Grove. That's where I come from. I want to go back to the Ash Grove. That's where I belong. can't say I've been all sinner. I can't say I've been all saint. I've done some good things and I've made big and dumb mistakes. Right in this town. You see, I've been in and out of love, and I've said words that I regret, and I've been drunk, and I've been sober, and I'm still struggling with the menthol cigarettes. They ain't got me yet, nonetheless. I'm still out on this highway traveling town to town, and the news on the radio just brings me down. Oh, every now and then these days I get a little hope. See, normally it's all intolerance and fear, ignorance and lies. It's the same old, you heard it a million times, and it gets me thinking. It gets me thinking. It gets me thinking of friends and lovers and how they come and go, like look-alike houses on the side of the road, full of everyday people trying to get ahead, trying to find one good reason just to get out of bed. 'Cause we all need something just to get us through, and I'm gonna play the blues tonight 'cause it's just what I do. I'm going back to that. That's where I come from. Back to the Ash Grove. That's where I come from. You know what? I don't think we have enough guilty women up here. I'd like to bring up a dear friend of mine from Berkeley, California. Please welcome Lori Lewis. I know I'm out of tune. I hope you're out of tune too, Lori.
Don't worry, I won't make you look bad by
her. That's my job. You know, many years ago I did a CD called King of California. And so I did this old George Jones number, and I'd like Christy to join me on this.
I'd love to, David.
Well, I know Mama loved me, reckon my dad thought I was a pretty good kid. I've been blamed, but I'm not ashamed of a couple of things that I did.
Like what, baby?
Well, I went to school and learned the golden rule like every good learning could do. What am I worth on God's great earth if I don't mean nothing to you? Well, what am I worth here on earth, darling, if I can't have you? I just can't find no peace of mind at anything that I do. Well, I don't know why you'd want to make me cry. David, won't you give me a clue?
Lori! Well, Christy, I'm so proud of you for coming out of your shell and expressing your feelings in front of so many thousands of people.
It's a private moment, David.
Putting me on the spot, making me leave my manliness behind and come out and express my true and absolute total feelings towards you.
Shucks.
I couldn't think of a better place to do this than here.
We're all friends.
All right, here I become emotionally naked for you all. Which is okay, because I've been emotionally working out and I've got some emotional abs that are just going to blow your mind. You know, I might get set to be president. I'm sure that I could do that for you. And they feature my face all over the place for all the good things that I do. You betcha.
Like what? I want to know. Yeah, sure, you betcha.
Mind if I call you Joe? Well, I might get my name in the Hall of Fame, or even in a book of who's who. Yeah, what am I worth but God's great earth if I don't mean nothing to you? Yeah, well, what am I worth here on earth, darling, if I can't have you? I just can't find no peace of mind with anything that I do. Yeah, well, I don't know why you always make me cry. Honey, won't you give me a clue? Yeah, what am I worth on God's great earth if I don't mean nothing to you? I still don't think there's enough women up here. I'm a maniac. Let's bring up from Berkeley, California, Susie Thompson. Yay! It's kind of snuffy. Cigarette alone. Mexican kids are shooting cowards below. And hey, baby, it's the 4th of July. Hey, baby, it's the 4th of July. It's the 4th of July. Gives me her cheek, but I want her lips, and I don't have the strength to go on the lost side of town in a dark apartment We gave up trying so long ago. And on the stairs I smoke a cigarette alone. Next thing you kids are shooting fireworks below. What would you like? Hey, baby, it's the 4th of July. And whatever happened, I'd apologize. So try to kill, baby, walk outside. Thank you all very much. Back when I was a little kid, my brother Phil and I collected old records. Old 78s, old 45s, old LP, wax cylinders, anything old, we collected it. And that's where I first heard this song by a group called the Miller Family on some old 78. And through my life, it became my drinking song. If I got a little too drunk, you could tell if I started singing this song, right? So a few years ago, I did this tour with Chris Miller and Tom Russell and Ramblin' Jack Elliott. And me and Jack wound up in Houston having our rooms next to each other, and we played two sold-out shows, and Jack and I imbibed. And then we get back to the room, and we got to get up early to fly to Boston or something, and I started just singing this song pretty loud, I guess, because the next thing I know, Jack knocks at my door, and I opened it, and he goes, "Hey, Dave, you're singing pretty loud there, partner." I said, "Sorry, Jack." And he said, "Where'd you learn that song?" And I told him the story, and he said, "You know, way back when Woody and Cisco would sing that song for hours and hours and hours, and I've never wanted to hear it again." So Jack, wherever you are, this one's for you. It's from a record I did called Public Domain that was all traditional folk songs. Feel free to sing along, because you've owned this song too. Thank you. Well, Captain, tell me true. Does my sailor sail with you? No, he does not sail with me. He sleeps at the bottom of the sea. Yeah, well, what did the deep sea say? Yeah, what did the deep sea say? Well, it moaned and it groaned and it splashed and it foamed and it rolled on its weary way. Nina! She'd ride to me, but her promise she never kept true. And never a word from my sailor have I heard since he sailed on the ocean blue. Now what did the deep sea say? What did the deep sea say? Well, it moaned and it groaned and it splashed and it foamed and it rolled on its weary way.
Amen.
So well, I just went somewhere else. Oh, what do I do? I see a beautiful rose every day. I plant on the crest of the wave. It's the curse of Ramblin' Jack. I say, take it, please, and let that petal fall upon his watery grave. Now, what did the deep sea say? Yeah, what did the deep sea say? Well, it moaned and it groaned and it splashed and it foamed and it rolled on its weary way. What did the deep sea say? What did the deep sea say? Well, it moaned and it groaned and it splashed and it foamed.
Thank you.
Thank you all very, very much. Once again, the Guilty Women. Let's go down the line here. From Berkeley, California, on the fiddle and the mandolin, Lori Lewis. On the dobro, Cindy Cash Dollar. On the fiddle, Miss Amy Ferris. Back on the drums, Lisa Pankratz. On the bass guitar, Sarah Brown. The beautiful vocals of Christy McWilson. Nina Goddamn Gerber. And we are especially blessed, and I'm very honored to have over there playing the accordion, Susie Thompson. One of the reasons why it's a great honor to have Susie on stage here is I'm a big fan of a family group that have passed away more or less called the Balfa Brothers. And she studied under Dewey Balfa. And I wrote this song, this next song, thinking of the Balfa Brothers. This wrote it many, many years ago when I was living in my hometown of Downey, California. And I was lying in bed and I was playing a Chuck Berry kind of groove. And I started thinking, what if Chuck Berry wrote a song for the Balfa Brothers? And then over the years, various people recorded this song, but a group called Buckwheat Zydeco recorded this song. And they couldn't believe that I wrote it. Neither can I, actually. But the good thing about it is, it's sort of getting back to the Balfa Brothers sound, and after Buckwheat cut it, it became kind of a Zydeco standard down there, east of Houston and west of Baton Rouge. So right now we'd like to do the Balfa Brothers kind of version of the only Zydeco standard ever written in Downey, California.
Marie Marie, playing guitar on the back porch, sitting in my car. Why you sing? So sad, Marie, Marie, Marie. I got 2 weeks in back pay, the gas in my car. And your folks say that I gotta go, Marie, Marie. And I say, hey, pretty girl, don't you understand? Oh, that I just want to be your loving. Marie, so lonely in these farmlands, please come with me to the bright lights way downtown, Marie, Marie. Nina. Please come with me to the bright light.
way downtown, Marie, Marie. Hey.
Dave Alvin and the Guilty Women. How about them? I might be projecting, but I don't think those women have any guilt at all, actually. Nice stuff. What a day here at Hardly Strictly Bluegrass, huh? You having a good time?